Hi, welcome back to the Speakeasy Podcast, part of the Cosmic Shambles Network. I'm your host, Bruce Hood, and this is our 13th episode, so I wanted to do something slightly different. It's September now, the summer is over, and the universities are opening up their doors to bring in and welcome the new crop of graduate students. Some of you have already probably completed your degrees, or you may be in the middle of your research thesis, but I wanted to play you something which I thought would be very relevant. If you're a regular listener to the podcast, then you'll know that the podcast is usually made up of three-minute presentations from graduate students. But today, I wanted to play you a presentation, not from a graduate student, but from a professor. It's not a three-minute thesis, it's a three-minute supervision. Each of you, wherever you are in your careers, will find little nuggets of knowledge or things that sound very familiar. So here we have the three-minute supervision by Professor Dumbledore.
I'll make you famous. We'll publish in Nature. You'll be completely independent. Have all the resources you want. Of course subjects will be easy to get. We probably have ethics already. You'll be a professor. Your office is here. There are windows planned for 2050. It has a nice picture. Do you have your own laptop? I'd start by reading my last 100 papers and replicating about half of them. No one else has. Christ knows I can't. I'm going on a sabbatical, by the way, back in 6 months. I'll have email, of course. Almost every week. I'll be 11 hours ahead of you. Nothing worked. Try a few again. The equipment's broke. I'll order a new one. Told you you'd have everything. They usually deliver in 3 months. What status upgrade? When? What do you have to write? I have to fill in a form? You can't find subjects? You need ethics for a simple anal investigation? I'm off to a conference. The second year's always the hardest. That flush of luck and enthusiasm always wears off. Don't worry. As soon as you get your status upgrade rewrite out of the way, you'll be fine. Still no ethics, no subjects, no equipment. Have you done any analysis then? Can you help me with these slides for a paper? I'll put you in the acknowledgements. You want to go to a conference? I wouldn't advise it without data. Anyway, people will steal what you're working on. What are you working on? Oh, that's a great idea. When did I think of that? Oh, you're funny. I like that. A women in science meeting. What kind of science? What kind of women? I don't see the point. It'll detract from your data collection. Ah, yes. Ethics, subjects, anal investigations. I'm very happy you think it's important research. What? Will I be a pilot subject? No, it's not that important. I'm going to visit an important collaborator. Yes, as it happens, it is somewhere sunny. See you in June. You have data, that's great. I've seen it pouring in the third year before. You did what to get it? You talked to that bastard? We'll never talk to his lab. I don't care if he was helpful. He read your upgrade? He put you on his ethics? He's scooped our anus project, that's what he's done. You'll have to start again. Sorry, no, I haven't read it yet. I'm writing a grant. I will soon. Don't submit it yet. Let me write the cover letter. That's the most important part. Can you make your figures into slides from a keynote? Bastards! These reviewers can't read. Of course, that previous work replicates, doesn't it? And what is a contralinus supposed to be anyway? I know who this is. This is an important lesson for you. Some people in science are unreliable. At least it'll make a good thesis chapter. You'll be fine in your fiver. You've been well trained. You've worked very hard, independently, been on the radio. You're famous. I know it's hard to find the right postdoc, but you will. No, I don't have anything. I'm pulling out of this field anyway. Yes, I know the new student's work looks the same, but it's a whole new type of anus we're exploring. It's been a pleasure. I'll help you in any way I can. Has that laptop got data on it?
Well, I don't know about you, but I found that really hilarious. There are many things which were actually painful truths, and I was slightly uncomfortable because I actually recognise that I've said some of these things as well. So, you know, thank you, Professor Dumbledore. Of course, that wasn't really Professor Dumbledore. It was a legitimate professor, a good friend of mine, in fact, who's notoriously witty and funny. He'd rather I didn't give his name away, but I suspect many of you probably recognize who this is. And if you want me to confirm that, then why not drop me a line? The address is podcast@speakeasy.org. Also, I recently received some feedback on the podcast, which was very encouraging. And people would like to submit their thesis presentations. Or it might just be an idea in research which is 3 minutes or less. So if you want to do that, again, why not record it and drop me a line. And the address again is, the email is podcast@speakeasy.org. Well, that's all for today, and good luck to all of you about to embark on your research careers. I'm sure it won't be as bad as Professor Dumbledore makes out. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Speakeasy Podcast, part of the Cosmic Shambles Network, a digital hub for curious minds. Head to cosmicshambles.com for more podcasts, documentaries, blogs, and more from the likes of Robin Ince, Josie Long, Helen Chersky, and Brian Cox, and many, many more. Speakeasy is a platform designed to connect expert speakers with audiences. If you'd like to check out the profiles of any of the people featured in today's show, head over to speakeasy.org. See you all next time.